It's 9:56, 4 minutes before 10 o'clock, and we're going to just segue into our next segment with Dr. Milton Moore, MD. And, I just want to say the company is called Moore Unique Skincare Products, and Moore Unique Dermatology and Spa is the entity. And the website, well, we're going to get into all this, but first of all, I just want to welcome Dr. Moore to the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning very much, and thank you very much for having me this morning.
You know, we have the topic we're talking about this one. Obviously, skin care is so very, very important. Too many of us probably don't give our skin adequate care, but also more important, I guess, is the skin cancer is a situation that's a lot of people are experiencing more. I guess the first question that came to my mind, is that a problem for African-American skin cancer?
It's not a major problem, but it is a problem if you get one case you have to suspect it.
Especially
in order to be able to get it. If you can't think about it, then you'll never catch it. So it is something to have some concern about. And so if something changes or something comes up that you're not familiar with, it hadn't been there before, get it checked out. Get it checked out by also someone who knows what they're looking at. Because oftentimes some regular physicians aren't familiar with skin conditions and really aren't aware of just what those fine changes are. So it's good to seek a dermatologist or a professional person who is familiar with skin care, and especially in African Americans, in order to be able to determine if there is a problem or not. But what is actually a much bigger problem in the African American community are a couple of conditions that I have really honed in order to make an impact and difference. It is really sad that so many women are going bald. They're going bald in the crown of their scalp, and they're putting more and more weaves, and they're putting wigs on top of it, and they're silently going bald. And as this silently goes on, it destroys the hair follicles, and then there's only so much you can do to restore it. So
now, Dr. Moore, is this different from alopecia?
Alopecia just means hair loss.
Okay.
There are many different hair loss reasons, probably about 100 different reasons for hair loss. So alopecia means hair loss, but the type of alopecia I'm talking about is a folliculitis induced, which means a bacterial infection of the hair follicles.
Mm.
And it occurs commonly and mainly in African-American women in the crown of their scalp. It goes on from months to years, slowly destroying the hair follicles.
Why?
Why? Because the bacteria goes down into the follicle and it slowly erodes and kills the follicles. You have to have a treatment modality that will put that bacteria in check.
Well, where does the bacteria come from?
Well, everyone has bacteria on the skin everywhere. It's just that some people don't handle it very well. And African-American women don't handle it very well in the crown of their scalp.
Mm.
Men have a similar type problem with the bumps in the back of the neck. And it destroys the hair follicles, too. As these bumps proliferate, it destroys the hair follicles. So it's important to get treatment for this early on instead of late on. I have a whole treatment called Scalp Unique that can repair this condition and put it in check. You can go to moreunique.com and you can look up Scalp Unique, moreunique.com, just like my name, Moore, Dr. Milton Moore. So it's Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Unique, UNIQUE.com, and look for Scalp Unique and get that treatment or even come in to be seen as a patient, because there are some prescription items that we can give that can also make things much better and much quicker for people that are suffering silently with this condition. So don't just keep putting the wigs and the weaves and not doing anything about it. Be proactive in getting this condition taken care of, alopecia induced by folliculitis.
Mm.
Now, when you talk about the crown of the scalp, for a lot of those who don't understand, exactly where is that on the head? It's not right along the hairline in the front.
It's right at the very top, right at the very top of the scalp. It's called the crown area. Another area that's a very prominent area for hair loss for women is right in the little temple area, this very fragile hair there. That hair has to be moisturized daily with a very fine oil, which I do have in my Scalp Unique treatment, which is 4 different products that you can get online. And that hair is very fragile. It has to be lubricated. And if you don't lubricate it, it will break off, and then you'll have this hair loss right in the temple area. And that's a problem that many women have a problem with also.
Also, for those of us that wear glasses, taking our glasses on and off, is that also can affect the temple
area? If it's lubricated well, that won't be a problem. That's the reason why I want a very fine oil needs to be used to lubricate lubricate that very fine, fragile hair. Another thing is, mothers, do not plait your daughter's hair very tight in that area. It is very, very vulnerable to ripping it out at the roots, right at the temple area. And when they become adults, they'll be bald in that area.
Is that why the hair extensions tends to...
Yeah, but the thing is that the other areas of the scalp are not so fragile, but that temple area, right where you're talking about, where the glasses go in there, mm-hmm. that is very fragile area. And if it's like a little violin string, that means it's too tight. The other area is not so important, but that area cannot be plaited real tight like that, other than that the hair will be lost permanently as time goes on.
Now, you mentioned a lot of the hair loss in the scalp area, and the crown of the scalp area might be due to a lot of the weaves and wigs that a lot of African-American women wear now. What is your advice to mothers who have daughters in junior high or high school, and you see a lot of these girls wearing the hair pieces and the...
Well, actually, the pieces aren't as bad as the fact that they're being used to hide the hair loss. You know, the hair loss is really due to a bacterial infection of the hair follicles that needs to be medically treated. They keep just hiding it with these other different things. So that's not as much of a problem as the fact that the problem exists and you can't just hide the problem. You have to take care of the problem. So you can go to moreunique.com. As I said, this is something that I really have a passion about. And you can get Scalp Unique at moreunique.com and take care of that problem. I want to give the audience just a little bit of background about myself. I'm a dermatologist. I'm also a pharmacist. I went to Xavier and received my pharmacy degree at Xavier, and went on to Meharry Medical School, which I received my medical degree, and Howard for my dermatology. So it's good for us, you know, way back when we never had a dermatologist, you know, as black folks. We just kind of did things on our own and did the best we could. But we do have professionals now that can take care of our skin.
And I have found, honestly, in my experience over the years, it has helped to be able to identify with a doctor that specializes in skin care that looks like me.
That's right.
And has a familiarity with my skin,
skin type. Yeah,
yes.
It does look a little different. When I treat my white patients, you know, the conditions look a little different in white patients than black patients. Another thing of the community that does know me, I've been a practicing as a dermatologist for 25 years in Houston. I do have some new exciting news for you. I have moved from my Kirby location, where I was there for 10 years. So I'm no longer at the Kirby location, and the Pearland location is no longer in existence as well. So we have a brand new office that we just opened up just 1 week ago. So no Pearland and no Kirby, but we're right around the corner from the Kirby location. We're on Belford. We're on 2525 West Belford, Suite 105. And we're just like a block off of Kirby at Belford, right near the Reliance Stadium where I was for 10 years. And we're going to have some exciting new specials for the grand opening. So you want to contact the office about those specials that we are having. And we'll love to be able to see everyone at our new location. And service is definitely a plus at coming at More Unique Dermatology. You know, it's very important to me to give the quality of care, and that's the most important thing. People get well. But, you know, in this day and age, we really want and we are paying a strict attention to the quality of service and the experience that someone gets when they come into the office. But you can be assured that number one thing is you will get well if you come to me, because I use God's power to heal. And when you have faith and trust in God, all things are possible.
Very good. Give us a phone number, Dr.
Okay,
Moore, please.
Yes. My office number is 713-741-3376. And the other name for that is 713-741-DERM, D-E-R-E-M. So if you're driving, just remember 741-DERM, D-E-R-E-M. So 713-741-DERM, D-E-R-E-M. Which is 3376.
Let's open up the phone lines now at 713-390-5102 if you have some questions about skin care for Dr. Milton Moore. Doc?
Yes.
Oh, no, cancer. Let's talk about that. What type of skin cancers are you seeing most at this time?
Well, you know, in my Caucasian patients, of course, basal cell skin cancers are the most common cancers mm-hmm. that you see in sun-damaged skin, solar keratosis, and these type of things. But the things in blacks that you really want to be considered mostly is about having a mole that changes color on the palms, on the soles of the feet. Now, these little moles that occur on the face and the neck area, they're very, very common, mainly seen just in African-Americans. They're never cancers. They're called DPNs, dermatosis, papillosa nigra. So these little moles on the face are not cancers, but they are unsightly, and they can be removed with a 15-20 minute process. People in the office, people think that they can't do anything about all these moles that are on their face, but we can do it in a 15-20 minute process, and it's not really that expensive to do. So if you had these unsightly moles on your face and neck, call the office at 713-741-3376, and we'll be glad to schedule to get those moles off you, those unsightly moles, in 15, 20 minutes, and they'll all be gone.
Are those the things that we kind of identify as skin tags?
Well, the skin tags are the ones around the neck. Now, the little one, flat ones on the face, you know, are called the DPNs. Now, people say, well, I've had them, you know, my mother have them, other people have them. Well, you're going to get more as time goes on, and they're going to get larger. They're all going to grow. So it's best to go ahead and get them taken care of so you don't have to have your whole face covered with it, because you don't have to, you can't cover it with makeup. So the most important thing is go ahead and get it taken care of, since it's not really that expensive of a thing. Be done right in the office. You don't have to go to surgery center or into the hospital to get it taken care of. Years before, no one would touch it. They'd take one or two off, and that would be it. But now, you can have a numbing cream put on the face, 15, 20 minutes, all of the moles are gone, your face is nice and smooth, and you don't have to worry about trying to use makeup to cover all of those unsightly bumps. They're not really bumps, but I mean the little moles on the face. Now, we do acne treatment. This is a good time to get your children in for your acne care. Don't let them get their face scarred up by having acne out of control. So get them in to see about getting their acne treated and under control.
Okay.
Just going up and down is really not a good thing.
Let's get it controlled. Okay, let's go to the telephone. Let's go to line one. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Milton Moore. Who am I talking to?
Shanae,
you have a question for the doctor?
Yes. The hair loss on the side, after it's been lost so long, is there any possibility of restoration, or what else would you advise someone that has that?
Yes, there is some restoration that can be done. It can vary anywhere from like 10% to like about 30, 40, 50% improvement if you do come in for treatment. Every case is different, but the sooner the better.
Okay.
And the best way is avoid it, especially with young girls. Please don't plait that hair real tight in that temple area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shanae. Well, let's go to line two. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Chase Milton Moore. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is also about the hair loss at the temple area. Mm-hmm. Is the oil that you have good for people who use stuff like Nizoral?
Well, you know, first of all, Nizoral is not a very good shampoo to use anyway. We have a shampoo that's designed specifically for black hair. The Nizoral shampoo is too harsh for black hair. So I designed a shampoo that it puts the moisture back into the hair. Again, you can go to moreunique.com, and you can get those hair products at moreunique.com. But you want a very fine oil. It's really important that it be a fine oil and not a heavy oil. The pomades that over the past have led to a lot of the damage and destruction and increase in bacterial growth on the scalp from these heavy oils that are used in the processing of your hair. So it needs to be a very fine oil.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So Royal Crown for me back in the day probably
wasn't
a good thing.
Royal Crown's not good.
I hope my mother is listening. Right. Right.
And another thing I want to really get out there is this cocoa butter has no value whatsoever. It's the same as Vaseline. Use Vaseline if you're going to use cocoa butter. It's nothing but
smells
Vaseline.
Good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Would that be true?
Well, you
also
want it to eat, because you know the skin doesn't really eat it. People, we've been taught to think that it lightens skin and evens the complexion, but it doesn't do that.
Good for
and
burns.
And they've made millions of dollars off of us for nothing. Yeah, but Vaseline is good for burns too. I mean, it's the same thing.
Right. Oh,
it is a good oil, like Vaseline, but that's it. Cocoa butter has no medical value other than being a lubricant like Vaseline.
And what about shea butter?
Shea butter it doesn't do all of the things that people say too, but again, it's a good lubricant, and it's not a bad product to use to lubricate the skin and the hair, but it doesn't have all of the medical type things that people really lead on to.
All those little sticks in my refrigerator. I guess I'm going to have to just go get rid of them now.
That's right.
I'm cocoa butter, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's go to line three. You're on the air with Dr. Milton Moore.
Hello.
Good morning. Who am I talking to?
I'm Angie.
Angie, you have a question for Dr. Moore?
I do, too. My question is, now that I'm getting older, I'm getting all this facial hair growing on my face, and I've heard that laser hair remover is not good for skin of color. Is that true?
No, that's not exactly true. The thing is that you have to know what you're doing with it. You know, when you're dealing with black skin, it can get darker trying to treat it with the laser, and then you can have the discoloration to be worse than what the hair was. We do hair removal at More Unique Dermatology, and it can be done right if you know how to put the settings, and we have a cooling device that cools the skin to allow us to be able to do it in any skin of color. So it is important to have it done right, but so... And that's the correct thing, but it can be done in order to kill the hair. Usually, it takes about 3 to 4 treatments. The treatments are done once a month, and then you don't have to deal with the unwanted hair. Now, what I do have for women specifically is a very new product that I'm very excited about called Silky Hydroglide Shave Gel and Skin Rejuvenator. Not only does it rejuvenate the skin with an anti-aging effect, but it makes skin silky smooth. You shave with it. You apply it to the unwanted hair, like the chin area. You put it on, take a lady's razor, just whack the hair off, and you're done. You don't have to worry about plucking the hairs and causing all the discoloration and scarring the skin by plucking it and having it waxed and all of those different things. So you can get Silky Hydroglide shave solution specifically designed for women at moreunique.com as well. It can be used on elbows, heels, anything rough instantly softens it. You'll be really amazed at using Silky Hydroglide. That is one of the passions that I have also is prevention of PFB or razor bumps. I have the only patented shave system, the Razor Rash Relief System, that eliminates PFB and ingrown hairs in men and women, and that can be found also at select Walgreens throughout the city as well as on my website at moreunique.com. You don't have to suffer with these ingrown hairs and the bleeding every time you shave and getting these bumps. The product that I have developed, because I had the problem myself, it was real severe, and I decided I was going to do something about it, and God helped me to be able to do something about it. So you want to get the Razor Rash Relief and Silky Hydroglide Shave Solution if you have any kind of shaving issues whatsoever. But also, especially for women, come in and be a patient, because we can prescribe. There's a prescription cream that can cause the hair to be very fine and not to have to deal with it as much as well. But it does take about 2 months for the cream to kick in. But this is something else that we can do in addition to permanently killing the hair, giving you a prescription for a cream that can soften the hair and make it much finer, as well as immediately get you some correction within 2 days of using the Razor Rash Relief System. You will be able to get rid of discoloration and prevent the hairs from being ingrown and causing all the scarring and discoloration on the skin. It's really important to take care of your skin early on. Don't wait till it's all messed up and say, oh, now I really want to do something about it. It's much cheaper to do something about it proactively instead of waiting till it's all messed up. And then if you have scarring on the skin, like with acne, I can do laser resurfacing, which the laser takes the skin off and let it reheal. So old scars can be corrected, but of course that's more expensive than just preventing it to begin with. So let's prevent these things instead of having to deal with it after the fact.
Thank you, Angie. Let's go to line 2 and talk with Charles. You're on the air with Dr. Milton Moore. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I was just asking about the discoloration of under your skin when you shave. I'm an African male.
Yes, the Razor Rash Relief System that I'm talking about that you can get at moreunique.com, there's actually like 3 products that you can get that will take care of that. There's an antibacterial wash, the clear skin wash that will kill the bacteria on the skin, and then there's the Hydroglide Shaving Solution that's better than the shaving foam or gel, and then there's the Razor Rash Cream that gets rid of the bumps, prevents the bumps. And there's a toner cream that will get rid of the discoloration and also helps keep any bumps from occurring. So the whole system, when you go online, you can see that the Ultimate Shave System is really the best, because if you get all of all 4 products, you'll get a complete restoration of your skin. But some people just choose just to use the Razor Rash Relief, of course, which is the most potent thing for eliminating the ingrown hairs. And no matter how severe your shaving problem is, no matter what you shave with, put the Razor Rash Cream on afterwards, and the bumps will melt away and go away. It's so effective that it is part of the HPD's grooming policy that all of the HPDs have to be clean shaven, and they endorse the More Unique Razor Rash Relief product for actually taking care of that. So if you're a policeman out there, you know, see about getting the More Unique Razor Rash Relief System in order to be clean shaven and look really good.
Okay, I think we got time for just one quick question. Let's go to the phone and talk with Tamara on line 1. Tamara, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Milton Moore. You have a question?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Dr. Moore. I have a question. 2006, I had lost a, I mean, 2007, I lost a child, and my hair started coming out, like, extremely bad in patches. I've been back and forth to the doctor, and three different doctors told me different things, and I just want to know what can I do, you know, get my hair back, because I've been wearing wigs since then.
Okay. It sounds like a condition called alopecia areata. And it's kind of like an immune thing that makes the hair just fall out. But we've had really good results. Usually about 98-99% of people that we treat will get the hair back. It could take as much as 6 to 9 months, but we can get that hair back. So give the office a call and come on in so we can get you taken care. It's 713-741-3376. Another thing I want to state real quick, those that have known me, my son, I have two sons. My oldest son is following my footsteps, soon to be a dermatologist also, finished his internship at UT Austin, and now is going to be doing his dermatology at UT San Antonio. So I'm looking forward to when he finishes his dermatology at UT San Antonio to join me. So I'm really proud of him to be able to come out and help folks in dermatology, as well as my youngest son is at UT Austin and in law school, and he'll be joining Vincent Elkin next year in their law firm. So
that's great.
I give the glory to God for that.
Yeah, and daddy's career.
Yeah. And I look forward to some help.
Yes, indeed.
Mainly the medical help, the dermatology help.
Dr. Milton Moore of Moore Unique Skincare Products and Moore Unique Dermatology and Spa. I'd like to thank you for being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, and I love being on here, and God bless all your listening audience, and I pray that everybody be well and be all the best that they can, and give the glory to God.